Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a buddy, he's a flight attendant, just came into town last night, and he's already texted me later on, have some lunch, 92.5 WBEE. He says, and please tell your listeners to keep it classy when they're flying. Last night we were talking on the phone, he's like, you won't believe, coming in, some lady was trying to crawl over the cart. You know the snack cart with the drinks and stuff? And he's like, you're kicking someone, you're on top of the cart, what are you doing? I have to use the bathroom. Well, say excuse me, I'll try to get the cart out of the way, but to climb over, you're kicking people in the head. He said, please tell your listeners to keep it classy.
Wow.
Why do people, like, they become pirates when they fly?
Yeah.
They think they get away with anything.
It's true.
That cabin pressure, they lose common sense.
Is that it?
Maybe.
There might be some to that. Hope, that's your side hustle. Do that study. Tell the government to give you some money to check that out. Is it the air pressure up there,
right?
The cabin pressure.
We're all stuck in this flying can together. And, you know, it's like there's no rules.
I'm telling you, it's like piracy.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And there's no, and it used to be such a luxury. Like, you dressed up to fly, you got a meal. Like, it was very, like, you know, it was all so sophisticated and civilized. Now you're right, man. Like, people in there with, like, sweatpants and no shoes and
pillows tied around their necks.
Climbing over each other, being nasty. That's true.
He said on a long distance flight across the country and everything that someone took some kind of, you know, sleeping pills and was boozing up and then wet themselves and wet the person next to him. Imagine that. Wow. And then you're like, okay, you got to try to, hey, wake up. You got to clean yourself. You know,
see?
You got to clean everybody up. And flight attendants, they got it tough. You don't, please try to keep it a little classy.
Wow. It used to, I feel like it used to be such a cool job. And now you're right. It's like a zookeeper and babysitter at the same time.
I wanted to be a flight attendant because I went to school for tourism and I was looking at applying, and the training that you have to go through is so intense because you have to be prepared for anything that's happening up there.
That's right. They got to go through a lot of training. You're right.
Safety, like medical, got people who are drinking and...
Right. And wetting themselves. Like, then you got to clean up. You got to explain to the rest of the cabin how I'm really sorry. We'll bring the beverage cart around soon.
And get off it. My goodness. Instead of Pirates of the Caribbean, Pirates of the Plane Cabin now.
Yeah.
Knuckleheads, please behave yourself, okay? If you've seen something wild on a flight, please let us know. Hey, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bobe, producer Hope, and Luke Combs and Post Malone have a really cool song called Guy for That.
But I ain't got a guy for that.
But TJ has been asking for Hope's assistant. Maybe they do a remake. I got a Hope for that. With your daughter's wedding coming up, you just keep asking who she knows to help out.
Well, first of all, she's the Rochester cheerleader, so she knows everybody, all the businesses, all the services. So why would I bother Googling when I got Miss Rochester cheerleader Hope over here?
Right.
So yes,
for your daughter's
every
wedding.
Single thing I've needed, I've asked her for.
Like what?
Well,
We've got, do you know a hairstylist? Yep. You know, a makeup artist? Yep. Here's three of each. You know, a tailor? Well, I have a costume designer who would love to help you out.
I was there. Thank you so much. Oh, there was flowers and other stuff. I've just asked her about everything.
There you go.
Every single thing. And I appreciate it. But I have another problem, but I don't know if you can
another
help.
Another ask?
Okay. It's not an ask, but I'm finding that, well, the sister of the groom all of a sudden can't make it to the wedding.
Oh, that's a shame.
So there's a bridesmaid.
Issue.
And now Morgan is like, oh my gosh, there's going to be less bridesmaids than groomsmen. There's not going to be enough standing up on my side now. Bridesmaids are dropping like flies. One of her best friends ended up, she had a double wedding booked. She can't make it. So Morgan's getting all bummed. I'm like, it doesn't matter about numbers.
Well, you know, she could hire a professional bridesmaid. I thought about starting a business doing this a couple of years ago, but I never had anyone to do a trial wedding with. So
wait a second. You're volunteering to be hired as a fill-in bridesmaid?
I got to pay you.
Well, I don't really have technical experience being hired out. Like, I've been a bridesmaid in the past, so I guess I could do one, you know, freebie for you.
Could you at least throw her a prime rib dinner? Isn't that what the dinner's going to be?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be prime rib.
You're not doing it for free. You're being fed.
You're doing it for a meal.
There you go. Well, I ain't got a hope for that. Yeah.
No, but like, it's so important to have bridesmaids people accessible. My friend Caitlin, if anyone was going to be a professional, it would be her. She's been in so many weddings. She's got the emergency kit down. Chalk in case you spill anything on the wedding dress. A sewing kit in case a button flies off. She's got Tums. She's got Advil. Oh. She's got anything you could possibly need. Phone chargers.
Wait a second.
Backup battery packs.
And who is this?
My friend Caitlin.
I think you should hire Caitlin, not Hope, to be the backup bridesmaid.
It sounds
she
like
seems
she's
more prepared.
Booked every weekend already. I mean, are these the things? I would have none of that. So clearly I'm already not ready for this wedding. I would have none of that. So I maybe I'll hire you just to, I don't know, bring the emergency kit and think about the things that I don't think about.
And I've been a groomsman several times and just have the cigars and a flask ready. I mean, that's what all I had to bring. All those other emergency things, I would have never even thought of.
Right.
What else have you brought, prepared that emergency kit for weddings? Let us know, 585-252-WBE, or jump on our social. Let us know. That's got me really thinking, what else would you bring?
Got to have the zit cream ready.
Oh, wow. Oh,
man.
Zit cream.
Any problem that could arise. You want to look your best? You don't want, you know what I mean? You got to have everything ready to go in case you need it.
See, this is crazy. I am not at all this organized. There's no way I could. I guess I do need to hire a professional.
Yeah.
That's
maybe.
Nuts.
Yeah. You need a hope for that. All right. A hope for that. TJ's daughter Morgan's getting married here coming up in May. And we were just talking about it, how some of the bridesmaids, things are coming up. They're dropping out. Hope may be filling in.
She claims she wanted to open a business like this anyways, where she'll just be on hand as a bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid for hire. And then it was brought up, you know, you got to be prepared. You're the one bringing the emergency kit. What would you have in your emergency wedding kit for the bride?
This texter said, hey, I have a little emergency kit. We had Shout, cleaning wipes, Tide sticks, safety pins, sewing kits, chapstick, Band-Aids, Q-tips.
Wow. And how about this one? That's a lot.
That's a
lot. What about blister bliss? The blisters. How many have gotten blisters at a wedding? Because you rarely wear those types of shoes or heels. Mm-hmm. You just want to look good. Also, thank you, Jennifer. Invisible tape. Invisible tape. You know, you don't want to show any...
Any what, Bo?
I'm just saying I would use duct tape, but... I heard invisible tape is good for female outfits. You don't show too much of your personality.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Invisible tape is a must for emergency kits for a wedding. Did we miss anything? 92.5 WBE, your shot at Luke Bryan concert tickets coming up to win. Yeah, Luke Bryan. Come on, country girls, country guys, cowboys. He is coming. LiveNation.com. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Going to be at Darien Lake this summer, August 30th, right? Is it August 30th, right? Mm-hmm. With George Bird. Wow. That's going to be a fun show. He brings it. 92.5 WBEE, world's easiest contest. It's all about Phil. You know the groundhog thing they do every year?
Punxsutawney Phil?
Yes.
I'm very familiar.
Now they're saying they want a weather reveal cake. PETA wants Phil to go to an animal sanctuary.
Yeah, they've been fighting for Phil for years.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on. weather reveal cake. Is that going to be as much fun? Then isn't it like a weatherman? They're making it fake. They're making Phil a fraud.
How is a cake going to see its shadow?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, Phil drank the magic elixir, so Puxtawny Phil is going to live forever.
What is that?
The magic elixir. I'm very familiar with the lore of Puxtawny Phil.
Oh, wow.
Big fan. I've been wanting to travel down for Groundhog's Day for some time. I just can't find anyone to go with me, if you can believe that.
I just can't. It sounds like such fun, especially when you can fill them with the knowledge of lore on the entire drive. Tell me more about this elixir, Hope.
Yes. Well, we were going to give away Luke Bryan tickets. Now we're giving up a ride with Hope down to check out Phil, or a weather reveal cake. That would not be as much fun. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think so. I'm betting against it. But let's turn it into something good for you. Luke Bryan concert tickets. Win them before they go on sale this Friday. All you got to do is be call number 19. It's the world's easiest contest. You know how we do it. 585-252-WBEE. 252-9233. Weather reveal cake is what Pete is suggesting to replace Phil. That's the answer we're looking for. You know, because all the gender reveal cakes and everything. Weather reveal cake. That's the answer we're looking for. If you know, you're call number 19. You win. I've been winning with your B-Morning Coffee Club. 92.5 WBE. Christine and Aranda Coit. How's the wind over there? Is anything blown away, like garbage cans, plants that are hanging, lawn chairs?
Nope. Everything's kind of tied down. We're good.
Smart. Smart, smart. And you're call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So PETA wants Phil, the groundhog, who looks for a shadow every year, to go to an animal sanctuary, and they want to use something else instead to predict the weather. What is that?
Weather reveal cake.
Yeah! Yeah.
Which would be so not exciting, yeah. And I think the whole town would no longer have tourists there if it was just a cake cutting, but... Regardless, right? Congratulations. You're going to go see Luke Bryan August 30th, Darien Lake.
Awesome.
Now, tickets don't
Thank
even,
you so much.
Tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday, 10 a.m., livenation.com. But you got a couple tickets, so you're going to go watch him shake it. Enjoy the show.
Love the B-Morning Coffee Club. You guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you so much. Have you ever won with us before?
I have not.
First time winner!